Oh, come in. Welcome. I was quite sure you were going to come here, but you are really welcome. Well, I estimated the probability to 95%. It is crossing the limiting value to have a student visit a professor at home. You know, it is against my principles to give extra favors to any of my students. Everyone should be treated in the same way, smart and good-looking young ladies as well. But I might be able to make an exception for a student that shows extraordinary aptitudes. You told me you were nervous before the exams. So why are you not feeling confident? You have like a general attitude of math is boring, difficult, that you're not a friend of numbers. Okay, we should start from the basics then. You stand right there, look into my eyes, say after me, math is fun. Math is in everything. I like math. I like equations. Solving algebra problems, differentials and integrals, tables and diagrams, even finding common denominators. Your attitude is already improving, is it? Not yet. You need some more mathematical proof. How about if I went up from my chair and came over to you, young lady, got behind you and stroke your hair, your beautiful hair, caress your face. Oh, you like that? Maybe you even would like if I kissed your neck. You liked my kiss, didn't you? You like being naughty. Maybe I should teach you a lesson. I could give you some detailed instructions. Ah, yes. I could take that skirt, it's so lovely, and I pull it down. You are gorgeous. Now, bend over the table for me. Ah, yes, good student. Bend over. And yes, good girl. You do as I say, and you will get a very good lesson here. Your ass is a perfect set of spherical shapes. Now, I want you to close your eyes and imagine. Think about me caressing your ass. Ah. And down your legs. My hands. Going up again. Over your hips. And to your boobs. Ah, yes. Did it feel real? Did it feel good fantasizing about what I could do to you? That tension, that anticipation. Do you like it? Are you not really sure yet, are you? But I notice you are getting horny, little girl. Because this is exactly what you need to get motivated. This is exactly what you crave. Now, I'm going to teach you natural numbers, needy girl, by a very simple method. Spanking your ass. You want that? Tell me you want it. Say, I want you to spank my ass, Professor. Say it again. Good girl. Now, count after me as I lift my hand. Natural number. 1, 2, 3. Ah, you like that. 4. You really like that. 5. Felt good. You get my meaning? Or you want more? You want more spanks, do you? Or you need more? Good girl. 6, 7, 8. You're getting red, are you? And you're panting already, are you? You're getting really excited. Well, 9. And, yeah, you want it? Yeah, you really want it. 10. Ha! There you go. Those were the first 10 natural numbers. I think you got the first principles now. Your delicious ass is red and your panting tells me you are turned on. You're beginning to like math. You want more, but no. I am in charge here. We're not going to exaggerate. I am going to really play with you. Let my hand caress your ass and over down to your thigh and up again. Oh, yes, yes, you can feel my hand on you. And I love your three-dimensional curves, but to be honest, I think this is far from appropriate. Oh, if any one of my colleagues found out that you were alone here with me, like seeing your bike outside maybe, they could add 2 and 2. But I like your zeal to improve so much. You are motivated, eager, needy, horny. But again, what is the probability that someone would walk in here and see us? Statistics. Small numbers. Oh, I'm feeling the wetness now between your legs. Ah, let us say 1 in 1,000. It's worth the risk. Now, let me pull down your wet panties. Yes, and we can talk about prime numbers. Numbers that are primal, that cannot be divided by anything except one. Like, for instance, 2 or 3 or 5. Yeah, there are many of them. But then we have 69. Ah, you like the number 69. You like it? As I'm caressing you between your legs, you like the number 69. You like to think about it. But is it a prime number? Is it primal? Think about the number as my fingers slowly go inside your wet cunt. Deeper. Ah, deeper. Are you clenching, needy girl? Yes, yes, you like my fingers inside you, moving in and out. But do you know now? Is 69 a prime number? No, it is not. Clever girl. It is 23 times 3, of course. And these two numbers, 23 and 3, they are prime numbers. Oh yes, you are so clever. As a reward, I will now stroke your clit. Yes, feel my finger touch you there, right there. Moan for me, needy girl, moan. No one can hear you here. You don't have to hold your moan. You can just get into the pleasure. I think we should talk about geometry and shapes now, as my other hand goes exploring over your body. I love the parabolic equation. Y equals A times squared plus B times X plus C. You know that equation? It describes a curve, just like the curve from your thighs. Feel it over your hips, a local maximum, and over to your waist, a local minimum, and up to your lovely boobs, little girl, global maximum. I need to explore this curve. I need to caress from your legs to your hips, oh yes, up to your boobs. I grope the boobs. I feel your nipples really perking now, aren't they? And my fingers, they move faster now. And your clit is stimulated. My fingers going in and out of your cunt. My other hand touching your nipples. And I want you to keep these feelings. Think about them every time you open your math books, every time you do your homework. A good girl, associating this feeling with the pleasure of mathematics. Algebra, trigonometry, complex numbers. Oh yes, you like it. I bet you like it. Ah, yes. And, oh, are you getting close already? Are you converging towards that point where you can't take it anymore? Are you going to come so hard for your professor? Ah, I bet you are. I bet you are, little girl. Let me pull your hair now. Yes, that's it. Your back is arching like a convex geometry. Yes, and clench on my finger. Clench on my fingers, good girl, as I stroke your clit. And be a really good girl now. You are going to come for me. Yes, you are. Yes, feel it. Feel it coming. Feel that wave inside you. You are going to be a really good little student, and you are going to come for me right now. There you go, little student. There you go. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, coming like crazy, gushing over my fingers, are you? Oh, yes, 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 yes. Good girl. You like that, didn't you? Yes, yes, I can see it. You came so hard. You're already thinking math is not so boring at all. Ah. What? You want more? You want me inside you? Well, I think we can extend the lesson. I think you deserve it, good girl. Now, sit on the table then. Yes, do that. Over there, yes, sit up. And spread your legs. And yes, then lie down with your back on my table, good girl. I will just have to remove my pants then. Ah, yes, put your legs up on my shoulders. Yeah, yes, that's the way. Your legs are spread wide and you're pointing up. You are so open to me now, young woman, and I will push inside you. Yes, you are so wet for me, and you're so needy, and now you feel me inside you, because I will pound you. Yes, yes. I will demonstrate periodic functions going in and out of you, in and out again, in and out again. Yes, slamming hard into your needy cunt. The distance between when I'm deep inside you like this and when I go out, I call the amplitude. The deeper I thrust into you, the higher the amplitude, and the time it takes between each time I am deep inside you is called the period. Yes, 1 over the period is called frequency. Ah, you get it. You get it, good girl. Ah, you understand my thrusts are like a periodic function. It's like a sine wave. Ah, the faster I go, the higher the frequency. Feel me slamming into you now, little student. Oh, you like me to go faster, little student? Yes, you do. So now I increase the frequency, and I also will increase the amplitude. I am hitting your sensitive spot there. The vibrations going into the table. Periodic motions. In and out. In 2 seconds, for instance. That gives a frequency of 0.5 hertz. But I think I'll increase it now. Higher. Like, you. Oh, yes, yes, you love my extra lessons. That's a good girl. push against me now. Squirm and shiver. Oh, yes. Oh, oh, oh. Let the pleasure invade you as I hold your hips and go faster now. Deeper. Oh, yes, you know you are going to come again. So hard. But there's no hurry. You are getting closer, slowly, to your climax. I am going to teach you now about irrational numbers. Oh, the decimals, they never end. The most famous number of all is pi. It's defined as the area of a circle divided by the square of the radius. Oh, you want me to hurry up? Oh, be patient. Don't be so needy, little girl. I will let you come a second time, and it's gonna be even harder than the first one. But for now, you have to listen while I pound into your greedy little cunt. Oh, yes, such a greedy little girl. Are you gonna listen to me as I tell you the decimals of this magic number? Say after me, oh, my cutie pie. 3.14159. Do you want me to shoot my load inside you, or 6.53? Are you sure you want me to breed you? Okay, good girl. 5.89. Oh, you can't hold back anymore, can you? 7.93238. You really need to come now? Okay, I'm pounding it to you. 4.62643. Say, please, Professor, I want to come. I want to explode. Be a good girl and beg for it. 3.8. Good girl. 3.2. Come for me. 7.9. Come for me now. 5.0. Come for me now. 2.8. Yes. 8.4. Good girl. Yeah. Good girl. A good student. Oh, yes. Get back to Earth now, young woman. I think your second time was even more intense than the first one. Let me pull out and sit down here on the chair. Come over here. Sit down on my lap now and kiss me. Let me hug you. Embrace you. Stroke your hair. Caress your beautiful face. Feels good to sit here and be a little teacher's pet. Good girl. It makes you feel relaxed. No. You should not feel guilty at all. I assume all responsibility. I am the professor, after all. Oh, yes, you did so well today. You like my pedagogical method? Yes, you do. Anything to motivate my students. And you are a bright young woman. You can be anything you want to. I will help you again whenever you want. Trigonometry, geometry, series, analysis, statistics, arithmetics, you name it. Because I believe in you. You have so much potential. And yes, you will do just fine in your exams. Never underestimate yourself. Never say, I can't do that. Always attack any problem without fear. Yes, good girl. You are my good girl now. But I think you ought to go home again and do the exercises I gave you before. Be a good student. Work hard. No problem. You are so smart. You want more lessons? Oh, yes. Yes, you are welcome anytime. See you soon, then. Good student.